character, which we already knew, you know, that every guy on this team was going to come out and fight, and just to make this team better. And that's I think that was our goal, the way we kind of went out and just wanted to make ourselves better under some severe adversity. And it was an opportunity for us just to show our character to our fans and let them know we weren't about to give up and fold. We were just going to play as hard as we could and hopefully limit some of their points and put some points on the board.
You've been the starter at points in this season. You've been in a relief role. How tough is it to come off the bench like you did tonight and be effective, you know, after McKenzie gets hurt?
For me, it's usually tougher for me than others. But, you know, tonight I was just excited to get out there on the field and play. I'm in my last four games, so this was just a tremendous opportunity for me to get on the field again. And I embraced it and tried to do the best I could. And that's kind of the way I looked at it. So it wasn't so bad this time.
Two really long scoring drives in the second half, I think 8 minutes and 7 minutes. Looked like you got into a pretty good rhythm there.
Yeah, definitely. The coaches were just making some great calls and kind of, you know, made some adjustments at half. And, you know, and our backs in line were doing a great job. And, you know, we just moved the ball like we knew we could and probably should have in the first half. Kind of was just, we were doing that, moving the ball in the first half and, you know, just kind of hurt ourselves with some big penalties. But, we came out in the second half and took advantage of those opportunities, running some of the plays up the middle, hitting some of the weak spots. And it was a great opportunity for us to take advantage of that and get a drive going.
You hit Jamie Graham in the corner on that first touchdown. It looked like he came back after it didn't work the first time and said, hey, let's try that one again.
He definitely did. That's exactly what he did. I'm thankful that we have coaches that actually listen to us because, you know, he did it and he went up and got it the second time. So it was an incredible catch, and I was surprised he got his feet in, but he's a great athlete, and he made a great jump for it. So.
The second one, Deshaun Walker, was on a fourth down play. Take us through that one.
The second one, you know, it was just a tremendous catch by Deshaun. I don't think the play was originally designed to go to him, but they were in a coverage where he was one-on-one, and he just went up and got the ball for us. He's usually not a jump ball person, but he went up and got that one. So we'll probably joke around about that one later on.
I know it's tough to feel good about a loss, but do you at least feel good that you got back on the field and got some things done with this offense in the second half?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just what we take from this game. It doesn't get too much worse than this. So to come out and play under such adversity, it just kind of fuels us for the next game and allows us to, you know, just prepare and just to let us know that, you know, we don't want anything like this to ever happen again. And, I think our guys are going to fight. Our defense is going to fight and never allow 42 points to get on the board again. And our offense is going to do our best to continue to improve like we so really want to. So, we're just looking forward to the future.
Any defense is going to have trouble with Florida. Tim Tebow is really something special to watch, isn't he?
He's a fun player to watch. I think he's good, but he was something else tonight, making guys miss and things like that. And I thought he was kind of injured or banged up, but he came out and made our defense look pretty bad at certain points. And he's a tremendous athlete and a great quarterback for Florida. So I wish him the best.
Chris Nixon, our Geico player of the game, you mentioned it, three games to play in the regular season. Still some special things that can be accomplished by this team, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely some special things we can accomplish. We can really improve our whole team image, and actually we can, you know, in certain sections, like offensively, you know, we're looking to improve and looking to get better, put some more points on the board yardage-wise, and just continue to just improve. And our defense has been playing well all year, and they're continuing to just, their aim is to just continue to get better. We got, three games left, possibly four. We're going to give our all and try to win all three, and I guarantee we're going to win one of them, the next one. We're going to win the next one, and, hopefully we will continue to win and get six, seven, or eight.
Eight sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, Chris Nixon, our Geico player of the game, senior quarterback out of Brundage, Alabama, 7 of 14 passing for 66 yards and 2 touchdowns, 10 carries for 40 yards on the night. The final score, Florida 42 and Vanderbilt 14. We'll have more of our Coca-Cola postgame show coming up right after this.